This is Radio Nepal, I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Government reaffirms its commitment to timely formulate laws relating to provincial and federal elections and formation of the Commission on Constituency Determination. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa instructs concerned government authorities to work for improving condition of the roads in Kathmandu Valley immediately. And India to get its 14th president today, BJP's candidate overwhelming favourite. Now the news in detail. The government has reaffirmed its commitment to formulate laws relating to provincial and federal elections and formation of the Commission on Constituency Determination. Talking to a team of Election Commission led by the Chief Election Commissioner Dr. Ayodhya Prasad Yadav at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa instructed the authorities concerned to get ready for holding both elections, assuring of the formation of electoral laws and formation of the Commission at the earliest. Minister for Home Affairs Janardhan Sharma told the journalist that the meeting also dwelt on updating the voters' list. Chief Election Commissioner Dr. Yadav shared that they demanded formation of the Commission and formulation of the Election Act and submission of reports relating to these two pertinent issues. Yadav said Prime Minister they were assured of endorsing the election laws through fast-track and formation of the Commission. The Commission, meanwhile, has urged all eligible voters to utilize the opportunity to register their names in the voters' list in their respective districts by July 30. The Commission has put in place the provision where the voters all over the country can register their names and photo in the voters' list in their districts by July 30 for the upcoming provincial and federal elections. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa has instructed concerned government authorities to work for improving the condition of roads in Kathmandu Valley immediately. He instructed high-level government officials to fill all the pits and holes on the roads as well as change all the broken slabs to properly cover drains within the next 15 days. Prime Minister gave the instructions summoning department heads and concerned officials of Department of Road, Drinking Water Projects and Road Expansion Project at his office yesterday. Concerned ministers, secretaries and chief secretary were present in the meeting. Expressing his sorrow and concerns over the demise of Binita Puyal, who died in Nepal Tower on Friday after falling into a drain, and Satya Sapkota, who was rescued after falling into a drain in Samakhusi, Prime Minister Dewa gave instruction that such incidents should not repeat again. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Dewa has reaffirmed the government's commitment to take stance for the cause of ex-Gurkhas. The ex-Gurkhas, who claim that they have been facing problems of inequality and discrimination from the UK government, have been crusading for equality. Receiving the memorandum from British Gurkha Joint Struggle Committee comprised of seven different organizations affiliated to the ex-Gurkha Army yesterday, Prime Minister Dewa assured the visiting members of the organization to take initiatives from his side. A talk between the technical group on behalf of the UK government and another group of the committee is due on 26 July in a bid to seek resolution. If the meeting ends inconclusively, the talk between the foreign secretaries of the two countries will then seek for resolutions. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
नयाँ वर्षको अवसरमा नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्यायो अहिलेसम्मकै सस्तो GSM डाटा प्याक.
100 रुपैयामा पाउनुहोस् 400 MB डाटा.
ओहो, कति सस्तो! 200 रुपैयामा त 850 MB. साच्चै सस्तो!
त्यो भन्दा सस्तो पनि छ. 300 रुपैयामा 1500 MB डाटा लिनुहोस्, इन्टरनेटमा रमाउनुहोस्.
यो अफर एक्टिभेट गर्न मेसेज बक्समा जानुहोस्, लेख्नुहोस् DATA 400 MB र पठाउनुहोस् 1415
नयाँ वर्षमा नेपाल टेलिकमका थप अफरहरू बुझ्न डायल गर्नुहोस् *1415.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to more news now. President Bidya Devi Bhandari met Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa at Sital Niwas yesterday to discuss contemporary political issues. The Parliamentary Hearing Special Committee has unanimously endorsed the name of Justice Gopal Prasad Parajuli for the vacant post of Chief Justice at the Supreme Court. The Parliamentary Hearing Special Committee had summoned Parajuli at its meeting yesterday to conduct the hearing. Speaking at the meeting, Parajuli had presented a 39-point judiciary reforms plan. Now, after the Parliament Hearing Special Committee endorsement, the President will appoint him to the post and he will head the judiciary till April 28, 2018. The meeting of the Constitutional Council on June 29 had sent his name in the Parliamentary Hearing Special Committee for hearing. He has been taking the charge of the Supreme Court as the Acting Chief Justice since June 7, 2017. Presenting the 39-point action plan for the judiciary reforms, Justice Parajuli said that the main priority has been the effective implementation of the third five-year strategic plan of the court. He also pledged to proceed a reform in judiciary so as to address current concerns and its long-term aspirations. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority has filed an additional 10 billion rupees graft case at the Special Court against three members of the Tax Settlement Commission. Tax Settlement Commission Chairman L.D. Mahat, Member Umesh Thakal and Member Secretary and the suspended Director General of the Inland Revenue Department Chudamani Sharma have been accused of misappropriating revenue and settling taxes in a dubious manner. Sharma is in CIAA's custody at present while Mahat and Thakal are absconding. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Indian lawmakers are set to elect the country's next president today. The two front-runners are Ram Nath Kovind from Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP's political coalition group NDA and Meera Kumar of Indian Congress-led UPA. According to political analysts, BJP's candidate Ram Nath Kovind is sure shot to win the elections as the BJP is the largest party in both the bicameral houses. Ram Nath Kovind's ascent to the highest public office will be the first for a leader reared in the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, the ideological mentor of Modi's ruling Bharatiya Janata Party and its affiliates. Under India's constitution, the Prime Minister and his cabinet colleagues wield executive power and the President remains above the fray. But the President has a key role during political crises, such as when a parliament election is inconclusively by deciding which party is in the best position to form a government. Pakistan's military says it has launched a major operation against so-called Islamic State in the northwestern region along the Afghan border. A spokesman said militants had gained ground inside Afghanistan and had to be stopped from extending their influence. He said the Khyber 4 operation backed by the Air Force would focus on the mountainous Rajgul Valley area in the Khyber Agency. Pakistan has previously denied the presence of Islamic State on its territory. However, the growth of the group, often referred as Daesh, in neighboring Afghanistan has alarmed Islamabad and the group has claimed several attacks in Pakistan over the past 2 years. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be mostly cloudy in the western region and generally cloudy in the eastern and central regions, with chances of light to moderate rainfall likely to occur at many parts of the country. Now, Kathmandu's weather report, maximum temperature of 30 degrees Celsius, minimum of 21, and rainfall 17.3 millimeters. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping, the headlines once again. Government reaffirms its commitment to timely formulate laws relating to provincial and federal elections and formation of the Commission on Constituency Determination. Prime Minister Shahbaz Dewar instructs concerned government authorities to work for improving condition of roads in Kathmandu Valley immediately. And India to get its 14th president today, BJP's candidate, overwhelming favorite. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.